After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they offered their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Okay, so we're going to think about our reading, but it's going to be slightly different from probably what you were expecting from church. Members of the congregation understand that I do things slightly differently sometimes, especially when we've got an all-age service where young people are in. So we're going to go on a treasure hunt. And I need two volunteers to help me to go on a treasure hunt. If there's some... All right, I see, this is the reason I laughed. My own daughter put her hand up. So I'm going to let her come up. Come up. Joe, do you want to come up? But is there another, not from my family, because that looks really weird. We had it at Christmas. I had to make her Mary in the nativity thing because otherwise I would have had a lot of trouble at home. So I'm trying not to do the whole nepotism child thing. But here we go. Come on, Joe. So this is Joanna. Say hi. Everyone. There you go. Would someone like to help Joanna? I need one more person who'd like to help Joanna. Any of the young people, or would a young person like to bring up their adult? Or do you just want to do it? If nobody wants to come, just do it. Anyone? No, all right. Joe's going to do it. Do you want to do it with someone? Do you want to pick someone? Go and see if one of your friends is here. Go and pick somebody. Go around. Where's your friend? You want to bring your brother. But that makes me look bad. Go and get your brother then. What can I do? Nobody. Does it? No. Priest kids and everything. All right. So treasure hunt. Thank you, Theo. This is the older brother. He has to look after her. He's like, what do we call you? The assistance brother. Yeah. Because the girls, I've got another girl. They like having him around because he always makes them feel safe. So it's good. Because he's a lovely boy. All right. Here we go. So it's a treasure hunt. You've got 20 seconds to find the treasure. You ready? Go. And find treasure in 20 seconds. Go, 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 go. 18 seconds. 17 seconds. 15 seconds. 14 seconds. It's treasure. You could get treasure. 10. Some treasure. Find the treasure, man. 8. Yeah. Some people got big wallets. Go for it. 6. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come back. What did you get? You stole a biscuit. That is smart thinking. That is not the treasure, I'm afraid to say. But you can eat it now because you've taken it, so it's fine. All right. Was it hard to find the treasure? You didn't know what it was, did you? All right. If I give you a clue, would that help? I'll tell you what it is. So it's a box wrapped in Christmas paper hidden in the church. You ready? You got 20 seconds. Go. There we go. It's easier now. Easier now. Oh, they're walking around. They're at least looking now. Before they were just like, not even bothered. All right, 10, 9, 8, 7, Six, five, four, three, two, one. Is it that one? I don't, that's not it. That's somebody else's box. Please don't take that. That would have been interesting. Come back, come back. Okay. Do you want some more help? You want some more help? You sure? Okay. Just put your fingers in your ears for a second. Close your eyes. On some of your seats, there are stars. If you look, yeah, and they've got numbers on it. So there should be. Okay. So if I ask you to put up the number that's on the back of your star, please do. Otherwise, they won't go on the journey. So, first one. Okay, open your eyes. All right, here we go. I'm going to ask number one. Could you put your star in the air for him? Okay, so that's you're going on a journey now. Follow the stars. It's Epiphany. We did the wise men thing. You can see the theme. Okay, number two. Could number two put their star up, please? They're a number two. It could be a number two in around this region over there. Oh, is that number two? Put a star up in the air. That's probably there. Okay, you got the. See, so the star with a number on the back. Oh, not that one. There should be a star with a number on the back, a bigger one, like an A5 star. It should be in that corner over there somewhere. All right, we'll go number three. Jump number two. Number three is up. There you go. Find number three. Okay, number four. Has anyone got number four? Now that definitely should be over there somewhere. All right, number five. Could you put your star up? Oh, number four. Oh, there was one star over here. Number four was over here somewhere, wasn't it? They put it up, and then number five was here. So there's six stars. Keep looking because the number six is going to be put up right now. So where is number six? Can we put up number six, someone? From the on the inside. I say that when we're children. Hey, so where's star number six? All right, now look for a present around there. Hey, we've got to bring it around. Okay. So come, you can open the present. What's in the present? Open a box. Never going to be the box it's in. This is a normal South East London house. Your present is not wrapped in the box that it comes in. It's wrapped in the box that some food came in so that you can see. That is just normal. That's how I was raised. In the same way, there is no ice cream in the ice cream container. In the freezer, there is leftover curry. It's the same way with the thing. It's just, in my house, I always go into the freezer. No ice cream. Here we go. It's fine. Okay. Here we go. So you've got chocolate bars. And what are they called?
Gold.
Gold chocolate bars. So that's the present. Thank you for going on the random treasure hunt. Do you pick up like this? You can go back to your seats. Thank you. Thank you. There's one reason to have children. So you can, your talk illustration gets easier because nobody else wants to come up. Thank you so much, guys. So, as Bridget said at the beginning, yesterday was the celebration of Epiphany, the celebration of the Magi going on this journey. And as we saw, Theo and Joanna went on a journey around the church, and there were signs, and some were missing, and it was hard and it was easy, but they needed to know what they were looking for in the first place. But the Magi, they went on a treasure hunt, and it was a long, long journey. They came from the east, but the treasure they were looking for wasn't gold or silver or precious jewels. The Magi were shown a treasure that was a new king, and that king was Jesus. Now, they didn't find the treasure immediately. Jesus would have been about 2 years old by the time they got to see him. And sometimes we don't realize how long a journey is going to be and how long it's going to take us to get somewhere. But they still went through the effort. So in the Old Testament, in the first in the, book of prophets in the Old Testament, there is a passage called in Jeremiah that says, when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. So God helped the Magi find Jesus. Didn't just let them do the searching. First, gave them a sign. It gave them text to follow. They would have had to know what that star meant from ancient texts that they read. And then used the natural world to show where that baby would be. And then he protected them with the Holy Spirit, speaking to them through a dream to stop them from going back to Herod and causing Jesus to be killed. So, in baptism, families, this is what's going to happen. As Christians, we accept the journey of knowing the treasure of full relationship with Jesus. Godparents and parents, you're going to accept that journey for Jayla and Clara. And God is going to help you. God will help you, one, through ancient texts. And don't worry, you don't have to read them in ancient languages. There's apps for that. I use the Our Bible app. I use the YouVision app on my phone. It just helps me. So there's apps for that. There's also the natural world. God used the star. We've got all the wonders that have been created by God outside here in the natural world and in us. God uses us and the world. And then there's the Holy Spirit. There's the little voice. It came to the Magi in a dream, but it speaks to us in all sorts of different ways. Mine is that niggling little voice in the back of my head that just tells me when I need to do something. God speaks to me sometimes through art, through books, through other people, but that's how the Spirit speaks to me. And just like the Magi, who were overwhelmed with joy when they saw Jesus, when we have that relationship, we should be overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord. There should be something bubbling up within us that is full of joy, full of all the wonders that could be. And my prayer for all of us today is, as we, no matter how long it takes us, go on that journey randomly with stars and all sorts, we would be filled with joy in our lives that overflows and goes into others. And maybe if we're lucky, Theo and Joanna will share their joy of getting a biscuit with others later. Or they'll gorge themselves and I'll deal with not them eating lunch. But thank you very much.